This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A $40 billion bet on the future of fertilizer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The world's biggest mining company has made a hostile bid for the world's biggest fertilizer producer. Mining giant BHP Billiton has offered $40 billion for the Potash Corporation of Canada. The fertilizer firm has rejected that bid. It's a massive takeover attempt, and it has to do with the rising cost of commodities and food. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Bill.
This mining company, BHP Billiton, is still pressing ahead with its rejected bid. Why are they so interested?
BHP, an Australian company, by the way, listed in London, is stuffed with cash. It's done very well out of the boom in mineral prices, largely thanks to Chinese demand. So it has the cash and the credit to expand, and it wants to diversify. There is a chance that China, BHP's biggest customer, could slow down. So BHP wants to diversify a bit away from industrial minerals, iron ore and so on, into other products.
And why this product? Why this fertilizer company, Potash? And by the way, Stephen, what is potash?
Yes, a lot of people are asking the same question. It's a kind of salt. It's dug out of the ground, so it's a natural product for BHP, and it's a fertilizer. This looks a very smart move by BHP. It's becoming increasingly obvious that the world needs to grow more food, so it'll need more fertilizer. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment. He says this takeover could be an insurance policy for BHP, especially in its most important market.
China's burgeoning economy, even if it does slow down, will still have to feed its growing population. And its population is increasingly now looking towards not only just ordinary agriculture, but beef production as well. And all of this means demand for more fertilizers.
The head of the target company, Potash Corporation of Canada, says he reckons there'll be 10% more demand for potash next year. He's rejected BHP's bid as, quote, grossly inadequate. Other companies could now enter a bidding war. Some analysts say BHP is best placed to win, but it may have to increase its offer from $40 to $60 billion.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Today, Facebook is expected to announce a new location-based service. Marketplace's Steve Henn says it'll probably use the GPS chip in your mobile phone to track your whereabouts.
Marketers dream of slipping into your pocket with your cell phone and following your every move with a mobile app that is always on. So,
Facebook does really well in the mobile environment.
Julie Osk at Forrester's Research says Facebook is ubiquitous, easy to use, and millions of folks check it constantly. But adding a geolocation feature has Jeff Chester at the Center for Digital Democracy worried.
I think consumers need to be very careful. So there are privacy concerns, there are personal security concerns.
And Chester has a host of questions. Will Facebook's users be enrolled in its location service automatically? How will location information be shared or stored? Will folks be able to opt out easily? He says before people sign up, they should take a second and imagine what life could be like if all their Facebook friends can follow their every move as they commute, go for drinks, or even play hooky from work. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Yeah, think about that, hooky players. Now let's do the numbers. After a positive day on Wall Street, Asian stocks mostly rose today. European stocks are off about 0.5% now. Yesterday, the Dow gained 103 points, and the close was 10,405. One in every five American teenagers has slight hearing loss, a 30% jump in the last 15 years. This new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association does not give a reason, but a study done in Australia blames the increased use of earbuds.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
If you get a letter telling you you won the lottery, I hope that somewhere amid your rejoicing, there is skepticism. Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus says lottery scams are not new, but technology is making them craftier. Hi, David.
Good morning.
So how does this fancy scam work?
Well, I looked at a case the other day where a woman in Southern California receives a letter from a lottery company saying, congratulations, you have just been pulled from a computer base and you are the lucky winner of a portion of $4 million. And there is a check included with the letter for $3,875. And here's one of the beautiful things. The check, for all intents and purposes, looks real. It's got routing numbers. It's the real deal, or so you think.
Okay, so you got a real look. Check. Where does the scam come?
The scam comes because the letter says this check for, in this case, nearly $4,000 is merely a down payment on the $125,000 that's coming your way. However, the letter explains that because of the insurance bond policy coverage, which is, of course, silly talk, but nobody knows that, you're going to have to send back via Western Union a little bit of money to cover some of the taxes. The beauty of the scam, though, is they've sent you a check for $3,800 or so. They say, you don't have to wire all that back. Just send back $2,800 and you'll still have about $1,000 in the bank. So clearly you're coming out ahead. Ah, the problem is because the check is a fake, but you will not know it after you deposit it. You're going to have to wait till it clears, or rather gets turned down by the bank that issued it. You're going to be sending money to the scammers from your own account. That's the scam.
So the old advice holds, don't send money.
The old advice holds, no free lunch. If you get a check in the mail that you are not expecting or that you do not know where it's coming from, walk away. Do not put it into your account.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, I'm going to remember that. Thank you.
Yes, do. Thanks.
And finally, Britain's National Tourism Agency says visitors spend more than $25 billion a year there, and welcoming them is, quote, absolutely vital to our economy. With that in mind, the agency has released an etiquette guide to the treatment of foreigners. Don't wink at someone from Hong Kong, says the guide, and don't ask a Brazilian personal questions or snap your fingers around a Belgian. People from India don't appreciate being touched, while a smiling Japanese person is not necessarily happy. And never call a Canadian an American. It insults them. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.